The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuasumbum. In our top stories, today, January 4, 2025, marks Prime Minister Joseph John Guti's 6th anniversary at the Star Building as head of government. A new state personnel payroll management application system will be implemented in the country, and it is known by its French acronym, AIGLE. And in news out of Cameroon, a judge has ordered that Donald Trump will be sentenced on January 10 in his hush money case in New York, less than 2 weeks before he is set to be sworn in as president. Details of these and more will be yours in a moment. Today marks 6 years since Chief Dr. Joseph John Guti was appointed as Prime Minister and Head of Government. He was designated on the 4th of January 2019 in replacement of Philemon Yang. John Guti's premiership has been about tackling major challenges such as the socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions and the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the deadliest infections to have emerged in recent times. In more news, a new system for managing state human resources and payroll is now operational in Cameroon. The personnel and payroll management application software AIGLE, which became effective on January 1st, 2025, replaces the CGPS and Antelope systems. More with Joyce Cliff Tata.
It is a system which comes to eliminate redundancies, centralize data, and improve administrative transparency. L'application informatique de gestion logique des effectifs et de la solde, AIGLE, roughly translated into English as the personnel and payment management application software, according to the communique signed by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Ley, went operational on January 1, 2025. The minister noted that this initiative aligns with the head of state, President Paul Biya's directive to modernize the management of state human resources. Cameroonians under this service should therefore expect improved, accessible public services that meet their expectations. Under the authority of the Prime Minister Head of Government, the integrated system aims to enhance coordination between administrative bodies while providing timely and reliable information. The release reveals that few days after its launch, over 176,800 state personnel whose files were pending in various administrative services have benefited from automated regularization of their advancement in class and incremental position. The paradigm replaces the CGPS and Antelope systems, marking a significant step forward in the modernization of public service operations in Cameroon.
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting, and civil servants and other state agents have been reacting differently to the newly introduced personnel and payroll management application system, AIGLE. This technological device, to a majority, is perceived as a welcome relief given the lapses of the old system. Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo gathered the views in the following report.
Before the introduction of the Personnel and Payroll Management Application System, AIGLE, at the start of this year, the plight of civil servants were enormous.
The last advancement I had was in 2021. The payment was done around 2022, showing that the next advancement, I would have had it in March 2023. I had to come to Yaoundé again, submit other documents for advancement.
From advancement to other challenges, a good number of these state workers were already discouraged. AIGLE, the technological device to a majority of others, is a welcome initiative.
CGPS had a lot of lapses. You can't obtain your advancement on time. You can't see your salary being imputed on your payslip immediately. This new method, AIGLE, we just wish that it will be another relief to most civil servants from moving from one place to the other.
With little or no stress and no financial contribution made, the civil servants will henceforth be served on a platter of gold.
We believe that with this new system, everything becomes automatic. Whenever you need to receive an advancement, it comes automatically in your salary.
So far, the benefits of the system are already visible.
Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo reporting, and in the following write-up, senior reporter Patience Wingo says the move marks the culmination of years of reform and signals a pivotal moment in the country's journey towards greater transparency, efficiency and accountability in government operations. Patience.
For decades, human resource management in Cameroon's public sector has relied on two separate systems, Antelope for payroll management and CGPS for career progression and personnel management. While both systems have served their purpose, they have been hampered by a lack of integration and coordination, leading to inefficiencies, redundancies, and at times opportunities for errors or malfeasance. The introduction of EGLU seeks to resolve these issues by bringing both personnel and payroll management into one unified platform. This integrated approach promises to centralize all relevant data in one place, ensuring more accurate and consistent information across the board. This will significantly reduce duplication, enhance operational efficiency, and offer a clearer overview of the country's civil service. In a country where effective governance remains a cornerstone of national development, the new platform will play a crucial role in ensuring that Cameroon's civil service is both accountable and capable. With streamlined systems, administrative delays will be reduced, the management of resources will become more transparent, and civil servants will be better equipped to deliver services to the public. The integration of technology into public administration is no longer optional, but a necessity for governments that aspire to achieve sustainable development, economic growth, and improved quality of life for their citizens. The name EGLU, or Eagles in English, is no coincidence, just as the eagle is known for its sharp sight and ability to monitor vast expanses. EGLU is designed to provide a comprehensive view of Cameroon's entire public workforce.
Patience, we go there and on to something different. Officials of Elections Cameroon in the Northwest region have set as target to register 45,000 new potential voters this year ahead of the planned presidential and regional elections in the country. So far, over 160 people have registered, signaling a positive pattern, according to Elecam authorities. Kilo Valerie Sala report from Bamenda.
As of August 31, 2024, set as the closing date for voter registration in the country, Elecam figures showed that in the Northwest, 28,000 people registered on the electoral list. This went above the target of 27,000 and represented a more than 100% registration rate. In 2025, the new target is 45,000 new potential voters. And the Northwest Delegate of Elections Cameroon, Bo Elvis, reassures that all segments of the society, including persons with disability, will be included in the registration process.
Just from observation, if you are lamed, if you are blind, at the time of preparing the election material, briefs are prepared to guide the blinds in the voting process.
Meanwhile, it has surfaced from Elecam that over 60,000 voters card for people in the Northwest who registered before 2021 have still not been collected, a situation Elecam blames on insecurity marked by displacement. Killer Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And on to this obituary, former cabinet member and member of the Constitutional Council, Emmanuel Bonde, is no more. He died in Yaoundé after an illness last night. At his residence in Yaoundé today, the family was met by mourners who came to express their condolences. Charles Sebune has the details.
January 3, 2025. The sun sets on this man from the land of the rising sun, East Cameroon, with an outstanding teaching career which landed him in the most guided corridors of power. Crossing the bar at 77, Emmanuel Bondi was a father of six officially as a complete success story of the Cameroonian and French classrooms.
I'm mostly going to miss the presence, the advices, that person to whom I turn any time that you face any hardship, any hard decision. That is what we can never replace.
After serving as a French language teacher in cities across Cameroon, including Marwa in the far north region, he was moved to the Economic and Social Council before moving to the General Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic.
He was always there for us, whether we were far or close enough, and he never spared any energy when it came to taking care of his children and guiding us, helping us, counseling us.
Emmanuel Bondi was the Secretary General to the Ministry of Health and later served in the same capacity in the Ministry of Scientific Research and Innovation, from where he became Secretary of State for Public Works.
Image of a dedicated man who never spared any energy for the education of his children and the well-being of his family. Worked tirelessly to make sure they were always okay, that they had a secure path, that they always had what they needed in order to succeed.
At the ministerial level, he was Minister for Public Service and Administrative Reform and served in the same capacity as Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development. And when the Constitutional Council came into being, he was one of the pioneer members 7 years ago.
Charles Ebune reporting. Muslim traditional and religious leaders from the four divisions of the North region have prayed for the repose of the soul of late Abizu Bidumkwat, wife of the Minister of Arts and Culture. The prayers and tributes were done this Saturday in Gidere, hometown of the late Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation and Chargé de Mission at the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic. From Gidere, Alphonse Abongwa Achu reports.
It was meant to be a restricted family gathering, but since late Habisu Sajo Bidumpat was an illustrious daughter of the North region, the entire administrative, traditional and religious leadership of the four divisions of the region showed up in Gidere to pay final tributes to her and pray with her husband and children. The solemn ceremony done in strict respect of Islamic principles comes 7 days after her burial. It was marked by three key interventions: a word of recognition from the Sajo family, in-laws of Minister Bidumpat, who acknowledged the invaluable confidence Cameroon's presidential couple bestowed on her and the endless support she got before her demise in Barcelona, Spain, last December 18. Minister Bidumpat then queued in with words of gratitude towards her to his in-laws, not without recalling the dynamic and supportive wife and mother he had in late Abisu. He also thanked the presidential couple for making her one of their key stewards, especially in the social and health domains. Then the most important part of the solemn ceremony was the prayers by the imams and eight lamidos present. They prayed for Allah to forgive and accept the soul of their late daughter, sister, and mother. The Lamidos of the North, under the leadership of their peer from Gidere, represented by his envoy, Boubakari Wakili, then expressed their heartfelt condolences to Minister Bidumpat. The event was attended by some members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon Serac, the governor of the North region, Jean Abate Edi, and the president of the North Regional Council, Umaru Usmanu. From Gidere, Alphonse Abongo Achu, CRTV.
And we talk sports now. The four matches of the Elite 2 Football Championship began today with three Pool A matches. Aiding defeated Union Sportive of Abongban 1-0. Tekase recorded the same win over AS FAP in the second match at the Annex B of the Olimbe Stadium in Yaoundé. At the Centenary Stadium in Limbe, Isosa won Jiko of Banjun 1-0. And in more sports news, the six fixtures of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon will be completed on Sunday, that's tomorrow, in Stadia in the West Littoral and Center regions. In the meantime, Gazelle FA of Garoua and Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo are topping the league with 11 points each. And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your Sambom. Thanks for listening and Stay tuned.